Chaos and Christ Podcast.
Chaos and in Christ Podcast.
We honor Christ. Lift heavy weights, act like men, and resist tyranny. And now your host, Alexi Felix.
Welcome back to Chaos in Christ. And I really appreciate you taking the time to revisit. I know that I have been out of the loop for some time, and it's been a real honor and pleasure to realize that even though I took a break from the podcast, there has been a lot of downloads, not a lot, but consistent downloads on my latest episode, which tells me that some of you guys are just returning just to make sure that I still have the same stuff. And maybe other people are discovering it, maybe through keywords or by any luck, something like that. Either way, if you've returned to listen to this podcast, I appreciate you coming back and taking the time. It means a lot, and it tells me that I didn't start something that meant nothing. If I could say that. Anyway, I want to dive in real quick. And the first point of topic here would be why I've been away. Now, the headline of this entire episode is Why Men Need Fitness. I'm going to get into that. But just to kind of give you some explanation, I stepped back from recording podcasts because I wanted to be sure about what I was actually providing to you. It was important for me to really bring a practical solution to the things that I'm talking about. So if you've been kind of tuning in, the theme of this podcast was simply geared around what is happening in our culture, what is happening in the political climate, and things of that nature. And me taking these things, these pieces of news, of, you know, politics, culture stuff, and then giving it to you in a perspective that shines light on it through biblical perspective, Christian worldview, in hopes that it just draws you to Christ, right? That if you are a Christian, it renews a fire within your faith to be sparked and to stand firm and obviously, you know, stand for the gospel and speak the truth. So that has been kind of the crux of this podcast. But I've also just, there's so much other things that are important that cause chaos within our lives and that we are to look to Christ for in that solution of that chaos, right? So now, I need you guys to bear with me. I am just getting over a cold, still got some congestion. So typically when I talk, it tends to be like my congestion just gets worse. So bear with me. Okay, so I stepped back because I wanted to bring a solution, as my point was in the beginning. And I wanted to know, what can I provide for you? Because it's important that not only do you agree with me on this podcast, or your mind is changed based on my perspective, which is great. And even if you don't agree, at least if you're still coming back to listen, you can respect other people's opinions, and I respect you for that. But what could I do to bring you a solution? And, you know, there's a lot of things I could talk about. There's just so much going on in this country, and it's touching almost every facet of our lives, every industry, every crevice, right? Because that's what totalitarianists do. They politicize everything, and you start to see the destruction and the chaos of the things that we held dear in our culture, in our society, just crumble down in the face of this false ideology that we are all facing today. And I could talk about the healthcare system. I could talk about the school system. I could talk about media, art, movies. I could talk about Hollywood celebs and elites and what they're pushing and peddling. I could talk about global stuff and what's happening in other countries that we're probably not aware of, which I still think is important, but I can't talk about it all, right? I'm not an expert on all of them, right? Now, I could recognize something and read and tell you, hey, this is why I think this is wrong, but ultimately, I need to provide something for you that I know that I can provide for you, that I know is very important, and that I know that the leftists of this country and those that are hell-bent on destroying this country want to impose on you. And the very thing that I notice as well, as far as everything else goes, is fitness. It's health. It's almost like we took obesity, overweight people, and we've put them on a pedestal, to tell them you are perfect the way you are. And in fact, this is health. This is a fitness of today. Obesity, overweight, body mass index through, you know, skyrocketing off the charts. I've seen that. I've seen people on the left use their weight as a justification for their struggles with even losing it. And they blame it on white supremacy. They call it a racist thing. That the same way that a white person can lose weight won't be the same way that the black person can lose weight. I am not kidding when I say this. I've literally seen a video that of a woman talking about this stuff. It was insane to me. I was like, I must have been looking around like, so you're overweight and you want to blame racism for that? We have completely degenerated so badly that this ideology has just taken all critical thinking, common sense, objective truth, and thrown it out the window. That's really what it's come down to. But to say that obesity is fitness now, well, that is a lie. And that is a hill I am willing to die on, but it's also the battle that I'm not willing to run away from. Because I spent a lot of years of my life in the gym, in fitness. It was the main thing for me that really just helped me out. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But that's why I've been away. And I realized I want to narrow in on something that's very important. Fitness. It's super important. And for a lot of men, in our day and age, we're just not really as active as we used to be. All right. There's been a lot of studies that show that nowadays, testosterone levels are at an all-time low, which is obviously not good because that is what drives our drive, our energy. This is what allows us to develop that masculinity, that strength. It plays a vital role in our society. And if we don't have that, then we don't have men at the end of the day. So I have actually stepped back and thought this through and had decided to start a fitness coaching business where I coach men to help them lose weight, 10 to 25 pounds, to get in shape, to get strong, and to defy tyranny. And I honestly believe that you being in shape, being fit, is just a beautiful stepping stone to defy tyranny. We'll get into that in a second. That was my second point to let you know what I did. I went back to the drawing board and I decided to start something that will actually help men really regain a little bit of control of their lives so that way they are not dependent on the government for anything, especially their health. And if anything, with COVID-19 and with all this medical stuff that we have endured from the government and all these other entities, you realize how important your health is. Because if you can maintain your health and fitness, then you can really look at things like the jab and really do the research, really study it, and realize it does nothing for you. And if anything, may cause you harm down the line. Your immune system is a lot better than that jab. I'm just saying. All right? I am not jabbed. I have not been jabbed. I will not get jabbed. I've had people all around me get COVID. It wasn't even as serious for them. And some people, unfortunately, did pass away. But if you were to ask me why, I've already made a conclusion that some of them were really not in good shape. And as studies show, most of the time, comorbidities and underlying health issues, immune deficiencies, and those that they're not even weren't even aware that they had some immune deficiencies, they've lost that battle. And God have mercy on their families. I know that that's painful. COVID-19 did do some damage. I'm not taking that away. Those are realities. But if you had a healthy body, an immune system that was intact, you had a more likely chance, honestly, about a 98 to 99% chance of survival. That's not my thoughts. This is just something that I have thoroughly read through many articles, many scientific journals, and it's already been proven online by many reputable pundits and reputable sources. We don't have to do this anymore. We understand how easy it is to actually overcome COVID-19. And I mean, this is why you could realize I don't need that jab. And I know that as long as I maintain my health and take care of myself, I'll be all right. And I'll be real. The most people that I saw they were so uptight about the jab and the mask and everything else, where a lot of people that were completely overweight and out of shape, they would blow my mind and talk crap about the fit person that they were dumb, but they were wearing this mask, overweight with their stomachs hanging out, while they were driving up to McDonald's to get their food and having their cigarette. Now, I'm straw manning this person, but I've seen it so many times, and I see it so like prevalent all the time. You can't tell me you're concerned with tyranny or medical tyranny or even a push on vaccination when you yourself could care less about your body. I did a study during the time of COVID-19 in 2020 and saw that people with heart disease that are obese will die way more than COVID-19 will take out. No one cared to respond to that because, you know, as we learned in the past, data, logic, all that stuff, that's a form of white supremacy. So I was just playing into their narrative. They didn't care to listen to something like that. But it's still the truth, and you'll get it from me here. So I got to tell you, I've never been overweight, but I've always been very skinny. And I started my fitness journey years ago. And I give credit to a good buddy of mine that I grew up with. We're still, you know, we're brothers at this point. We're still close friends today. And he was the catalyst for my fitness journey moving forward. If it wasn't for him just being audacious and blunt and forward about coming to my house to pick me up to go to the gym with him, even though I was rejecting him on the phone, saying, no, I don't want to go to the gym. I'd rather just stay home, smoke a blunt, and watch Netflix. And true story, that's literally where I was at in life. In my young 20s, probably just not even 20s. I was like 19, 20 years old around there. If it wasn't for him, I would not have discovered fitness. But ever since then, it's like I've been bitten by a bug and I got hooked onto this stuff. I became a personal trainer. I got into the fitness business. I got into the gym world. I've learned the in and outs of the business and whatnot. And I was able to really see people change their lives for the most part through fitness. I've seen people with type 2 diabetes reverse the medications because they took their health and fitness very seriously. And unfortunately, some people just quit on themselves, as you know, that tends to go. And that was unfortunate. But fitness saved me in the sense that it gave me a able body to fight against certain things. Because I know before fitness, even though I was always a very skinny kid, there was a time where I was working a job that I hated. And I was constantly getting lunch from Wendy's or other fast food restaurants. And I didn't think I was gaining weight. And then a couple of people and families would tell me like, hey, you're getting kind of, you know, filled out in the face. And I remember feeling that, and I was like, am I getting fat? And then one time I saw a video of me busting out a freestyle with my friends at his apartment, and I saw a gut hanging out, like, from my shirt. Like, the shirt was covering it, but I saw it, and I saw my face, and I realized, yo, I am getting chubby. And I just blew my mind because I was always a very skinny person. So I went to the gym, and I just crushed it. After that, I was hooked. You could have stopped me. I envisioned in my mind a physique that looked good, but it was also capable of running, jumping, bending, whatever the heck I needed to do to survive, capable of doing so because I put the training in. I started working out when I was 19, got super serious when I was 21. I'm 32 today. I put in some years, and I'm still going. And I want to give that back. I want to give that back to other men. Because nowadays, today, we are bombarded with a lot of things. And this is why fitness to me is resistance to tyranny. And why I believe men need to take this very seriously. Women too, absolutely. But my heart is right now, I think that God laid on my heart, is men. Men who are fathers. Men who are in 25 years old to about 40 years old. But this is for all men, regardless of age. But I'm talking to you. That knows what's happening in this country, that knows that there's just something not right. The ideologies that are being spit forward towards us, the lies, I mean, the blatant lies. I mean, it's so blatant, so obvious, but they gaslight you every step of the way. And then the medical tyranny that they pushed on people that would either lose their jobs or completely bow the knee to take the jab. I'm talking to you that are upset about this, frustrated, can see the chaos, and you're praying and you're asking God, what do I do, right? Because you want to be a part of the solution. You don't want to bend the knee to the left or the woke. You don't want to do any of that. You also don't care, you know, if a person wants to pretend like they're a man and a female, the opposite of their gender, but you realize now that their ideology, they're trying to impose on your children. And now today, children of young ages are being mutilated, castrated because of their parents and the sickness that's going around and this ideology that's being pushed down our throats. We need men, real men with a chest that are able and will be able to stand up strong. Both physically, but also spiritually, right? But the physical, we tend to try to separate it from the spiritual. God created this body. This body is meant to glorify God. We are to use it to the glory of God. And so the fact of the matter is, men, that you need to be going to the gym. You should be going to the gym because this is your responsibility. And I believe God will hold us accountable for it. You know, we tend to see that our workplaces is something God wants us to steward well, right? You know, we realize not all of us are called to be pastors. Not all of us are called to be preachers, evangelists, missionaries, you know, the really holy stuff. But then we start to learn, hey, God wants to use us in our vocation, occupation, and he wants us to be excellent in that. So you go on and you become the best salesperson. You go on, you become the best contractor. You're the best barista. You're the best personal trainer, whatever you do in your field, if there's women listening to me and you're a mom, that is a gift and a calling from God. That is just something in and of itself that no man can truly touch. And for some reason, a lot of women want to squander that away as if it's some sort of oppression. It blows my mind because you are shaping the future of the next coming generation of children. And you want to neglect that? Anyway, nevertheless, if that's what you are doing now, and that's where you find yourself, that is where God has called you. You do it to excellence to the glory of God. Amen. Everybody typically says amen. But now, when it comes down to the body, especially for men as well, I see, especially in churches, that they make jokes and crack jokes about like, oh, it's because this is the fellowship belly. And so they eat tons of pizza when they get together in the name of Jesus. They have a bunch of donuts. They overdo it with their coffees and their creamers. All in the name of Jesus for the fellowship. Is there anyone in that circle that would just call out a brother and say, maybe you should put down the cream glazed donut, bro? How about that? How about someone care enough for the physical body of this brother who was called to be a preacher, but might just cut his life short because he might have some cardiovascular health problems or maybe a heart problem, clogged arteries, something. I'm telling you, this is a real thing. In America, it is so prevalent. Obesity is set to skyrocket. And here you have the media and Calvin Klein promoting plus size models, calling that fitness and that's true fitness. No, absolutely not. If you're fat, you're fat. You're going to hear from me, you're fat. And that's reversible. And you can control that. And you can change that with hard work and dedication. But that's the problem with our day and age. We want it quick, fast, and easy. But that is a trap from Satan himself, in my opinion. Nothing is quick. Nothing is fast or easy. Everything takes time and hard work. And we need to delay gratification. We need to get to a point where we're okay with the 10, 20-year journey. Yeah. Now, most people can see tremendous success within a year, two, three, five. Tremendous amount of success. But, you know, like most people can't even do a year. Not even a year. Come January, we're in November. Next week is Thanksgiving at the time of my recording this. Come December, everyone's getting ready to have a New Year's resolution. And then come January, the gyms are packed. They'll be packed, and before you know it, you're not going to be able to get into the squat rack. That's what drives me nuts. But I'm also encouraged because I want to see people actually do this, right? I want to see the men and women actually do it. But I get so upset because I know in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to have all the space I need because they just quit. They made too much excuses, too many this, and that, fall offs, and then they just go off the handle. No self-control. And no discipline in their lives to keep them on track. And then the vicious cycle continues. This is so important. And if you can tell, I'm very passionate about this. All right. I've learned a lot with fitness and I learned a lot with working out. Now, as a Christian man, fitness is not the answer to everything, right? But there's a lot of things that we're being attacked on. I can only pick one truth to truly defend. And this is mine. Obesity is not the new fitness. Obesity is a danger to our society. It creates docile men dependent on government for their drugs and assistance because they can't get up or walk. Women as well. And so the fact that they're pushing this stuff, it doesn't surprise me. Totalitarians always flip everything upside down. What is right is bad, and what is bad is right. And so we know obesity is just, it's got a lot of health issues. It hurts a lot of people. It creates dependency on others that you can't otherwise do for yourself. And then dependency on the government, Big Brother, which is clearly what they want. Because when they do that, and when you give your life to them, essentially, then you can't oppose them, or they take away your disability. They take away your whatever they give you in order to maintain the life that you're living, which is fat. You know, and I'm saying the word fat because everything is so PC today. I can't block my mind anymore. Like if this is offending you, that's a you problem. You need to really dig deep, because if you think I'm coming at you with hate or to judge you, to put you down, You're mistaking me really badly. You don't understand me. I do this because I have love. Because as soon as I see someone, just stay committed. I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader in your corner. I mean, I got your back, bro. I want to see you successful. I want to see you getting stronger, losing weight, but really just developing the confidence to know that you can, man. You can and you must and you should. Not just for your own physical appearance, which there's nothing wrong with, but also for the sake of your family, for the sake of your children, for the sake of your wife and her attractiveness to you, and for the sake of a body that is able and willing to protect and provide. Come on, man. It's time to get to work. This is why we need fitness. This is what is done for me, and I hope to do this for you. But obviously, the chaos of our day is that we could see global tyranny rising up. I don't know. Let's paint a scenario here. Say a civil war comes down the line. I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying. Or say that in a crazy world that there really is global tyranny, right? There is a one world government. And for all my premillennial friends, there is that one Antichrist. Now, we know that the Lord has the full reign. And at the end of the day, we will be with Christ, those that are in Christ, right? But we have this mentality to just put it off and then Jesus come back and get me. When in reality, we have been instructed to go and preach the gospel and take dominion. What would it be like if a bunch of men who found themselves at the whims of a tyrannical government formed up together to resist tyranny and protect their families? Because guess what? All men are able and fit and strong and prepared to do so. Oh, but Alexi, that doesn't mean they're not going to die. That doesn't mean that the government won't actually still enforce tyranny on people. Oh, I know, 100%. 100%. But I think about men like William Wallace. And if anyone's ever watched Braveheart, he was an able man, physically fit, right? Able to resist the tyranny that was happening to the Scottish. And so he did, and they were fighting for their independence, and many men died. He eventually, in the movie, ended up dying for the cause. But the changes that he brought because he stepped out and did it. Imagine if William Wallace was a fat bastard. What? You wouldn't even have the story. Now, Braveheart is like a dramatized, you know, movie. This is a true story. There's a lot of, in the movie, there's a little bit more drama-based, but for the most part, you get the idea. I doubt that William Wallace was a fat dude. I mean, he was a warrior. He fought for his people and for their independence. Look, no one's saying that death by getting fit is now never going to touch you. Death waits on no man. God has appointed a time for all men to die, and then comes judgment. But that does not mean that we're not held responsible. And it does not mean that we should not try and really work on the things that God has given us. Again, we are held responsible to steward all things and to give it back to the Lord. and your body's no different. Your health and fitness is no different. I will stand by that. And that's why, man, you need to get in shape. You need to go to the gym. Here's another thing, too. It's a voluntary hardship. It means that you have chosen to actually go and do something hard, heavy, and stressful. When today's age, you don't have to. See, back in the day, you know, maybe you were trying to survive for the family. You needed to hunt just to eat. You know, physical activity was a necessity. It just was a part of the whole thing. But things changed as our technology developed. And no longer were we going out to the field to hunt and to, you know, gather our meals and hopefully you landed a good one today. Now you were working at a factory at some point. You know, the Industrial Revolution takes place and now you're working in factories. You're not going out as much. And then zip on forward to the year 2022, like where I'm at. And I work from home. I make money from home. I don't even have to leave my house if I really don't want to. I don't have to go out to do groceries. I could order it and it'd be shipped to my house. We're not going out there and moving a lot. I could sit all day and make money. But what is that doing to my body? Well, it's decaying. If you don't use it, you lose it, especially the older we get. So things have changed. The gym is a checkmark of discipline. It is a test of your own will. It is the decision that you have to make, no other person can make. Even if I'm your coach, right? And I hold you accountable. You could ignore me and still not go and lie to me and say that you did. Voluntary, though. If you've actually chosen to go without anyone pushing you, you are developing a self-respect and a confidence within yourself that you need as a man. We are men. That's what we like. We like to conquer. We like to build. We like to prove to others that we can, and especially to ourselves. We like to develop the self-confidence within ourselves to say that I can and will, because anytime I say I'm going to do something, I do. And so this is why fitness is resistance to tyranny. Tyranny not just from the government, but tyranny from yourself, my guy. Tyranny from yourself, from the temptations that you give into, pornography online, fast food, the chasing after women instead of the purpose that God has given you. You just chase after women that don't even honor God, right? You try to find them in places that you know you're not supposed to be going to. You know what I'm saying? Or there's the wasting of time just playing video games or LARPing. You know, just trying to find a place of men that is kind of like a group of a gang. And then it gives you the sense of feeling of conquering. But in reality, you're not building or conquering anything. Call of Duty makes you feel that way. And it is kind of fun. I'm not going to lie. I have enjoyed it in the past, but I'm not much of a gamer. But it allows you, as your friends get online, to one, form a gang, because we all need brotherhood. And then do something that works towards something that's hard, which is like, that's really what it's about, right? We love the conquest. We love to conquer. We love to fight. And we like to do it together as brothers. And I got nothing against video games, but at some point, you need to turn it off. And you need to go and actually find a real group of men with a real sense of purpose and voluntarily do something hard that will strengthen you in all aspects of your life, not just physically. And then develop as a man who can stand against resistance, against tyranny from both government and sin. Now again, fitness is not a savior, but it is a gift given to us by our savior to utilize. I do believe that. And so I've called the business Chaos Resistance Fitness because, you know, why not, right? Let's stay on brand here. This is Chaos in Christ Podcast. Why not? Because it is chaos that I'm still addressing. And resistance, not just a tyranny, but also resistance training. You got to love to play on words, man. I think I was a genius when I said that. Just kidding. But Chaos Resistance Fitness is a legitimate business that I've started. And I'm looking to help some men. I really am. But I hope that this has provided some inspiration and motivation to actually get going on this. Because that's what I'm calling you next to do. If you don't have a gym, and you have the means to actually purchase a membership, you know, $30 a month, whatever, I would suggest do it. And if you can't, make do with what you got. Maybe set some money aside, buy one of those adjustable dumbbells. I got actually a pair here in case we ever get locked down again. No excuses, right? You know, do something And if you got to start small, by all means, start small. Go for walks, right? Go for walks. Do some body weight exercises. There's so much out there online. You really don't have an excuse. You could definitely get it done. And then, of course, I'm here offering my services to you as your fitness coach, where I'm going to keep you accountable. I will design your workout plan. We will adjust it as we need to. But the idea here is that you will be held accountable by me. You will be checking in with me, and we will be talking out these fine points of your nutrition. Now, I'm not a nutritionist, but I can tell you that it's pretty fairly simple how to do this as long as we understand what we're eating and where it's going. And I can show you how I do it to help you kind of get started in that track, help you out with your workout program. And honestly, just meet with me on a weekly basis to keep you on track so we could actually talk about the real internal battles that you're going through, not just your fitness, but the deeper things in life. So that could point you back to Christ and remind you why we are doing this. So I am your fitness coach, but I do need your help as well, because this is a new business and I'm just starting out. I need your help to really understand what's going on in your mind and your struggles. And so with that, what I want to say is that I do have a quick little survey that I could have you do. And if you do that, I'll be gathering your information. I'm looking to then eventually interview about 3 to 5 people at max, so I can understand what your struggles with are with fitness and other questions that you could help me out with. So it will actually help me to develop my program even better so I can reach out more men that need this. And I would greatly appreciate it. And so if you do that and you are selected to actually interview with me, then for your time, I'd like to incentivize you and give you at least like a $25 gift card. I mean, I wish I could do more, but it's something. You can do something with $25 gift cards, maybe buy some resistance bands. I don't know. But nevertheless, if you do that, that would be great, and I will incentivize you. You would be helping out with this program so we could reach more men. All right? So what I'm going to do is have in the links of the show note or the show notes, there will be a link, and it will be for you to just fill out to do a quick survey so that way I can then reach out to you and set up a time where we can meet on Zoom. We could talk it out. And you'll be helping me out with this program, all right? So that's what I would want you guys to do. If you're looking to really take this next step, if you heed my words and you say, you know what? That's me. I want to resist tyranny. I want to be a man that I know I can be. I want to lose this weight. I want to gain some strength. I want to build some muscle. I want to have some self-dignity and confidence. Well, then make sure that you go ahead to the show notes. There's that link. All you got to do is click it. I promise you, it won't take you 5 minutes, not even maybe a minute at max to fill that out. And then if I select you to do the interview with me, fantastic. I'll email you and then we'll go from there. So make sure you do that at the bottom. All right. But nevertheless, as I close this out, I just want to leave with you the last order, not the order, but my high suggestion for you. Get up, get after it. Even if you don't want to do the survey, even if you don't want me to do it for you or train you, cool. But there's a lot of free resources out there. I will gladly point you to them. Get up, get after it. Just start moving. Regain a little bit of your self-respect and control. And then from there, it will just continuously like have that snowball effect. Things will begin to pile on and pile on. And I know that's what you want. All right. So thank you for taking the time to hear me out. I appreciate those that came back. Yes, I'll be coming back consistently every week with a new podcast. And please make sure to, you know, subscribe, review, share. It means a lot as I'm looking to really make an impact for men. All right. Until next time, God bless you. Stand firm, act like men, lift weights, and resist tyranny. Peace.
If you found value, then please subscribe and leave an honest rating and review. And remember that in the midst of chaos, Christ is there.